Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let me just get this out of the way. This Last Dance. That thing started out with a 2x4 in its pants. And it ended with a proverbial fart noise. What a complete waste of time it ended up being. And I understand while it's popular and it's easy for every idiot media member to just fawn all over this thing. I've been saying to you since episodes 5 and 6, Houston, we have a problem. Jordan's control over this is becoming evident. We're not getting into the issues that we care about, which is Jordan's father, Jordan's family, the breakup of the team, the Pippen trade, Dennis Rodman getting released, Krause, Reinsdorf, and then, oh yeah, the words Washington Wizards. Listen, it's okay to be honest with yourself. It's a waste of time. This ended up being nothing more than a fun 1990s highlight reel. First two episodes were fire. They were straight fire. Phenomenal. Episodes 3 and 4, not fire, but warm. Solid. 5 and 6, pasta that's been sitting out on the counter for 2 hours. 7 and 8, uh-oh. And 9 and 10, I will tell you this. I would have been better served not watching it. I did not need 50 of the final 60 minutes focused on game-by-game Utah Jazz finals recaps. Do you know when they started the end? They started the end of the Bulls at 9:50. 9:50. I got more information out of a Ramona Shelburne article than I did this documentary about the end of one of the great teams ever. They spent more time talking about an effing coffee can and love letters in it than they did the actuality of it all. Jerry Reinsdorf was allowed completely off the hook once again. We never deep dove. If you asked me at the start of this thing, I would have expected at a minimum the full hour on the end of it all, a retrospective. Pippen and his look back on getting out of Chicago, Jordan and what the 3 years were like as he knew he walked away with gas left in the tank. Dennis Rodman's career ending on a dime because nobody remembers him playing in LA for 1 year or Dallas for 10 minutes. His career ended. Ended. There's nothing. Nothing. For me, look, it's nobody's fault who produced it. I know they had ESPN breathing down their neck to release it amidst the pandemic. We talked about weeks ago how they were editing and finishing episodes just a week before or 2 weeks before the next ones were due. In the end, it clearly, if you're honest with yourself, it was rushed. It was half-assed towards the end. It was way, way too pro-Jordan. And I understand he's the greatest. I understand he has controls. But it didn't address things that you need. If you're going to take 10 hours and sell me a documentary that's worth its salt, you spent 10 minutes on his dad, 10 minutes on the end, 0 minutes on the 3 years after he left, and then the Wizards. Guys, you basically took the three most important things and never touched them. But hey, We got an hour on Nike. Hey, we got an hour on the Utah Jazz series. Really? That's what you offer me? I will tell you this. What started out as me saying, look, I think it's going to be really good. It'll never live up to the hype, but it's going to be really good. Sadly, has ended up where I'm kind of just in the C-plus range. I mean, I've seen several 30 for 30s that punch this right in the ding-ding. I mean, it's not even close. 10 hours. And frankly, with what they decided not to cover, I think you could have been done in four. You can laugh at it. You can argue it. You can do whatever you like. You could have been done in four. Over the course of 10 hours, you don't have 10 signature moments. You don't. I mean, last night, the signature moment was him going up to Larry Bird when he was coaching the Pacers and saying, you know, F you, bitch, or whatever it was. It was hilarious. That's your signature moment. You don't have 10 of those. And yet, 2 hours every Sunday, we tuned in. You know who benefited the most from this? It wasn't us. It was Nike. This was basically one big Nike commercial for a vast majority of this. So, yeah, Jordan saying you're really not going to like me after you see it. No, I disagree. I don't think Jordan came off looking bad at all. In fact, there's not much in this that I didn't know about Jordan. So I spoke to somebody last night, not Mike Sullivan, and they didn't understand my take. And I said, well, person X, I live through this. This isn't new for me. He goes, well, obviously I didn't. I'm younger, so it's really cool. Well, good for you. I'm an adult. I expected a lot more. So I'm super bummed, but I got to be honest with you. I was done probably last week. I watched the last 2 hours last night out of weird, bizarre obligation. And last night, when I saw they were dodging the ending, I mean, if it was an option to turn it off, I would have. But it's not, because I need to talk about it with you guys. What a complete waste of our time. And I looked down at my phone when they finally started the ending. 9:50 for a show that ended at 10. Or 10:50, rather, excuse me. That's an embarrassment. You're going to give me 9 minutes to encapsulate something that you could have done hours on. That's a bad job. That's a bad job. So you can do whatever you want with it. I'd love to talk to you about it. But for me, wildly disappointing. And it got worse as it went along. And I think you could tell it was rushed and hurried. And they needed to get this thing in and out of post-production quickly. And unfortunately, Jordan rained on high. And we didn't get the trio of things that we all really needed to talk about. You cannot do a Jordan documentary without his relationship to his dad and family, which they barely touched. Cannot do it without an ample discussion of the ending and what Jordan's life was like shortly after walking away from basketball. And then you can't do it without at least addressing the embarrassment of the Washington Wizards fiasco. That's a terrible job. And for those of you that are going to say, well, it's called The Last Dance. It's all about the last season of the Bulls. Is it? They spent 9 minutes on it. Tell me again it's all about him. I didn't need game recaps. I didn't need the slow-mo of him against Byron Russell. I don't need it. Look, it was solid because we don't have sports right now. It was solid because it was a good trip down memory lane for older guys like me, or it was an education for younger guys like Sully. But that's not 10 hours. That's not what a documentary is. A documentary is supposed to teach, enlighten, go deeper. And I think you see it. With Jordan at the controls, he's always been closed off about several critical issues, and they were never getting touched here. So overall, I got to be honest with you, it's a C+. It's filler. It's like when Wedding Crashers is on for the 100th time, and I still watch it. That's not a great film. It's just a funny movie I'm comfortable with. This is a documentary you could put on, and I'm comfortable because it's 90s basketball. But overall, really wildly disappointing down the stretch. And last night was just a final death blow for me. 10 minutes on the breakup of one of the greatest teams out there. More information from Ramona Shelburne in print than you give me in 10 hours of video. That's shameful. It's shameful, and truly, it's not honest. If you're Michael Jordan, I don't care if you have the control. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. That's not honest. You don't want to be honest? Don't do the documentary. 248-539-9797. We'll get Sully and David next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.